Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the state's shortage of volunteer firefighters.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, accepting applications for its low residency doctorate in educational and professional practice for those working to make schools, organizations, and communities more just and inclusive. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Ohio has nearly 400 vacant volunteer firefighter positions. So Governor Mike DeWine announced last week that the state is turning up the heat on its recruitment campaign. It's offering free training classes for volunteer firefighters and will begin airing public service announcements across the state, highlighting stories of the state's volunteer firefighters. Terry Coleman volunteers at the Village of Lakeview and is the president of the Northwest Ohio Volunteer Firefighters Association. Welcome, Terry.
Hi.
Nearly 70% of Ohio's fire stations are volunteer run, like yours in Lakeview. How's staffing been at your station in recent years?
It's went down here in the last couple of years, probably. Just people are, you know, moving away or changing jobs and whatever the case may be. So we probably lost about, I'm going to say seven, maybe close to 10, probably in the last 2 years.
And I know that many volunteer firefighters have to pay for their own personal protection equipment. They have to take time off work to do training. Does that make it a challenge to recruit volunteers?
And yes, it does. If you're not brought up at a younger age, you know, your dad and your grandpa or whatever, it's hard to get somebody to be into a career move like volunteering for the fire department. You got to be somebody that is willing to donate 100% of your time because it does take some time. You know, we need to go back to get, you know, the local businesses to get their employees on the fire department or the local business owners to get on the fire department. Something that's close, you know, that works in town during the day, because that's the biggest challenge. You know, from like 6 to 6, there might be 3 people show up. Where if you get after 6 o'clock, you're going to get 10. Because they don't work, you know, they're back when they're home from their jobs.
Yeah, it seems like a big ask for civilians to take up. Do you think that the state needs to do more to incentivize people to join beyond free training and PSAs?
Yes, I do. I know there was talk a while back that they were going to give like tax credits to volunteer firefighters, you know, some kind of benefit over and above what they do. I mean, for me, you know, I love helping people. I mean, I got many, many people that I helped out and on a wreck or whatever the case may be. And years later, they'll see me on the street and they'll congratulate me or thank me for what I did, you know, and that there just makes me so proud that I'm there to help them out with what I can do, you know, and the experience is something that you learn, you know, from years being on the fire department.
When you do lose staff, how does that impact your ability to respond to those emergencies?
Oh, it slows it down. It delays it. I mean, you know, and the other thing, too, is when you, like Lakeview, you know, we got probably 5 back on already now again, you know, but they got to go through the training, you know, so they're not qualified to do the job that, you know, the ones are that retired or moved to a different job. I had nothing but 50 years of service and I enjoy every bit of it and I'm going to continue to do it until they say I can't do it no more.
That's Terry Coleman, a volunteer firefighter in Lakeview. Thank you so much for your time, Terry.
Yeah, no problem.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.